You okay? You dying?
Can you turn my headphones down?
Sure.
Like, who's the sponsor?
I can turn all of them down. How's that? Is that better?
That's much better.
Is that better? Today's sponsor is Dynamic Banter.
Ooh.
I wonder what the exchange would be.
Just be like farts.
Yeah.
Just be farts. Okay, well, this is We Stayed Late. Welcome back. We have a special guest today. It's a little boy, Mike Falzone.
Everybody. Oh, little boy, Mike Falzone.
I'm going to need you to clap for yourself as well.
I'll wait till you guys are done.
He's already out of energy,
yeah,
guys.
We're done, so you can clap now if you want.
Did you guys learn that from SourceFed? If you clap, it automatically makes everybody happy.
We were talking about that.
Yeah, we actually talked about that, how like when we started clapping, then everybody got high energy for about 6 seconds.
So yeah. As long as you want to nail that intro and then take a hard dip right afterwards, definitely clap.
Definitely clap. Yeah. The best way to create that energy for less than 10 seconds.
You know what I like? I like these sound pop mics. What are these called?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Pop filters?
It makes me feel so comfortable. I can just lay my little mouth on it.
That's not what those are for, Louis.
Look, I'm sleeping.
Dude, this is like stereotypical second podcast. And now if you go close to the mic, it goes like this.
Ooh, you can really hear my voice. I want my voice to be in your earbud.
Well, Mike, how are you doing? Are you surviving?
What a shitty podcast.
We didn't even introduce ourselves again.
Oh, yeah. We
took a break from that again.
You know,
please do that. Okay. No, they don't, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
Please. This is how you build a brand.
Mike Falzone, teacher extraordinaire.
Less people know who you are than know how I'm doing.
It's true.
You ask me one question, and it's so easy to find out the answer through all social media. You guys have 2 episodes of this show. Make this less about me.
You know what I like and love, right? Well,
yeah, I do. My name is Spencer Stark.
Oh, I'm Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Starlene Hodge.
I'm Autumn Farrell.
Oh, and again...
No, I'm Mike now. Yes. Good podcast. So
we're doing such a good fucking job.
We're 3 minutes in and it's already comedy gold.
My feelings have already been hurt thrice.
That's about once a minute if you guys like.
So Mike, you aren't dead. So that's good.
Was that going around?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, just in the office. We're this thinking one? You're probably died. Yeah.
This weird, sterile
this
office.
This weird, sterile office that we are in now. But we wanted to bring people on and just kind of talk to them about like what they're doing now and kind of where they're going forward, or if they're, you know, if they're just standing still.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, Mike Falzone is smiling.
For the listeners, if you're on this podcast as a guest, you're not dead yet.
You're not. Good job.
You had a job, and now maybe you don't have a job, but you're definitely not dead yet if you're on this podcast, is what I've gathered. So
but next week, who knows?
Next week, I might be dead.
Could be dead.
We all might be dead.
Oh, that'd be so sad.
It would be sad.
I think about death
But
a
we
lot.
Wouldn't. Does that have anything to do with working here?
A little bit. It was a catalyst
starting
for those
feel
thoughts.
Like that. Yeah.
Did you ever think about death before you worked here?
Every once in a while.
Every once
but
in a while with Will.
We've been having kind of midlife crises, mm-hmm. I think, or it's quarter life crises. Hopefully not midlife crises. But yeah, we've all been kind of having moments where we're like, what are we doing with our lives?
Yeah.
Which I think is normal for this age.
Yeah.
Because that's why
Mike
it's called
50 years older than
I'm saying. Did you bring me on for reassurance?
Yeah.
Are we gonna be okay? Please tell me.
He's gonna start saying right at the end of everything you're saying.
Life expert,
I think
Mike
you're
Falzone.
Saying that, and I think I'm older than Mike. So
oh
that's
no!
Well, you're also sitting across the table, like we're fine.
Also, Star, you like exude vibrance and like happiness.
Yeah. As I'm sitting here tired, wishing I had a cup of coffee.
But you do all the I know we don't know each other that well, but you seem to do all the right shit to be a happy person.
Oh, that's because I have anxiety and I don't know.
I don't know how not to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how not to do it, and I'm single, so I need to do things. And it's just like, well, no one will do these things with me. I'm just going to go.
Well, that's perfect then. Yeah, because it's not like you, the worst case scenario is like you stop yourself from doing all this shit. Yeah. You know? But sure. You go out and you do all this shit.
That's inspiring.
Dude, I know tons of single people who just hang out in their own. I would just hang out if I was a single person. And then I would get to what we call rock bottom.
Oh.
And then I would have to force myself to like. Let me tell you a little bit about rock bottom. I don't know what we're talking about already.
That's pretty normal, I think.
Too heavy, too quick.
Yeah. Well, Autumn, you just got back from New York, and we've been we wanted to talk to you about it, but we've been waiting so we can talk about it here. Do you want to tell us what you're doing in New York?
Yeah, what were you doing in New York?
Okay. My boyfriend, Ian Doki, he got nominated for a Shorty Award.
So many humble brags and name drops.
Yeah.
I counted one.
Of each.
I can't do math. I dropped out of community college. Don't know what that means. So we went to New York because he had, I don't know, he like wanted to go. This is the worst story, dude. I'm sorry. I'm like tired.
Ian Doki wants to go to New York.
He goes.
You pack your bag.
I pack my bag. I go. Yeah. So that's really the only reason
you went to the Shorties.
Yeah, they were fucking awful, dude.
Really?
Oh,
like it was cool, I guess. I don't know.
A bunch of garbage people or what?
Yeah, there was a bunch of assholes. Honestly, also there was a bunch of like 12-year-olds because like Musical.ly is the thing now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's a bunch.
Yeah, they wanted to be.
Yeah. Ooh shit! There's a bunch of little babies. I don't know. It was weird. I don't know. I don't like New York that much either, so I'm complaining, dude. What? I just got to take like a long ass vacation and bitching.
I was gonna say like your dress on Instagram looked really pretty.
Thank you. It was it was nice. Yeah.
I heard you guys lost to
look nice.
Yeah. You guys lost to Bill Nye, so that's
he did. Yeah, he lost to Bill Nye, but you can't really be mad about that.
Yeah,
that's Bill.
Yeah.
Nye.
That's like losing to your life hero. Mm-hmm. If you're life noggin.
Yeah,
it's like the person who influenced you the most.
It's true. It's true.
Losing to them, you can't really complain because that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But how was okay? But shorties aside, how was New York itself? Like, I know you've been before, but
yeah, I just like because I lived on the East Coast and I don't really like it just because I'm from the Southwest and I've lived basically like I've moved around a lot, but everywhere I've lived has been like warm, so and like spacious. Every time I go to the East Coast, it's just like a gray cage and it upsets me. Like, I don't like it at all.
You're a desert flower.
It's true. Oh, a big smelly cactus flower. This is what they called me in high school. So
that's a weird nickname.
Here comes old stank cactus flower.
They're like, that nickname's too long. We really gotta shorten it up.
We'll call her stank cat for now.
Don't like that much more, but I'll take it. Rolls off the tongue.
You know what? Shut up, stank cat. Like, quit weighing
Nobody
in on your
asked.
Own, quit weighing in on your own nickname.
So I'm complaining a lot, but it was cool. I got 5 days off work.
Yeah,
I
that's pretty cool.
I got to hang out, you know.
So yeah,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was rad.
And then I'm leaving for New York on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really getting me too excited.
No.
About leaving.
Hey, if you like streets that smell like trash,
uh-huh,
and clouds,
uh-huh,
you're gonna love it.
Can we be fair? Because I think the East Coast is taking a beating.
It's taking a beating.
I don't disagree with anything that you're saying, but if you're saying that those things don't exist here, you're out of your mind.
It's true. I am.
Because outside, Spencer apologized for the smell. Neither of us know or knew what it was or is.
Just a healthy.
Yeah, it smells so bad.
Sorry that you're lost. Glad you found parking. I'm sorry it smells like that right now.
Literally smelled like shit. It smelled so
like Mexico.
Bad.
I was there last week and I know what I'm talking about.
It doesn't all smell like that.
No.
Majority. Most of it. There was... No, I know what you're saying, though. And I know
and I will be fair. Like, the East Coast is cool if you're the kind of person who, like... I feel like people who enjoy living on the East Coast are people who are, like, always doing shit and always, like... They're just really... I don't know. I feel like L.A., people still, you know, they're working hard, they're doing shit, but there's also a chiller vibe.
There's here. Less pressure.
There's less mm-hmm. pressure because we're worse over here. So yeah. they a don't lot more care trust fund
kids.
Yeah.
I feel man. I feel like New York is like I really enjoy like going to New York and I enjoy being there, but I don't think I'd ever want to live there mm-hmm. because yeah. I feel like you just get really like I don't know. I just feel like the vibe is so like stressed and angry and like yeah. like I just walk down the street and just see people so upset. But I guess that happens here too.
I don't know. You're describing it, and all of a sudden I'm like, that sounds amazing.
Everybody's nice. Not
to
stressed.
Look, here's the thing: is like I love going to New York, so I don't want to diss on New York, especially the people that are like from New York. Yeah. That,
now but, they're all mad. At
now
me.
They're all mad at us. But yeah, no, it's like I think I would be able to live there for like if we were on set for like 6 months or something. Mm-hmm. I could. Yeah. I think I'd be cool with it because it's a really cool city.
Yeah.
But
yeah, for sure.
But I think living there would be a little. It would seep into your DNA,
yeah.
I think.
Like, yeah. just the I'm going to tell you two things being from Connecticut, which is not from New York, but anything important I had to do up to a certain point in my life, up to like the point where I moved here, I had to go to New York to do, and then it became a thing where like all my comedy friends in the comedy community and music community were mostly from like New York, and you go in there every weekend to do shows and stuff like that. Two things. One, everyone our age, around our age, is crazy in New York. Like they're just always hustling to the point where they're like they don't know anything else. They don't have any friends.
Yeah.
They all have a fucking either studio apartment, which is like a closet with a bed a little bit.
Was that an a closet?
A closet. They all have an a closet. Or they're all living like in Brooklyn in some illegal loft with like seven other people. Right? And they're always hustling, which is crazy. So if everybody looks pissed off, it's because they are. And also it's cute that like everyone here in LA is like, we're going to piss off all the New York people because all the New York people are like that all the time. What you're saying doesn't even register. Yeah. a shit. No one is listening to this in New York, like 22, 23, 25 years old in New York, being like, oh man, those LA people are really getting me down.
Oh, they got me real good.
Yeah. No one gives a dude, they walked in the snow to their day job. No one gives a shit.
It's fucking true, dude.
About
real.
Us being like, hey, slow down. No one cares.
So Mike, are you I've seen you've been going out on like tours all the time to different places.
I went out on one tour a lot. No. Several different tours a little bit. Yeah.
No, yeah. I saw you like you were going to lots of places.
Yeah.
So what thanks for the informative answer to that.
Yeah. For the listeners, Mike Falzone's rubbing his eyes.
You look stressed as all. You belong in New York.
yes, I do.
So what's the hardest part about doing, like, when you go out and do that, like, what's the hardest part about traveling like that? Is it...
Well, there's a couple things. I guess being in a car with several other adults, like, fully formed adults in, like, close proximity for that long kind of sucks. You know, it doesn't matter really how close you are. It was me, Elliot, and my friend Dana, and my friend Carrie, and me and Elliot have traveled before for comedy, and we can go, like, half the country without speaking to each other.
Yeah.
And that's, like, not an exaggeration. We can go states without speaking to each other, and it's fine, and it's not weird, but not everyone is, like, used to that and stuff like that. And I think my back is still fucked up from just being, like, in a car for those extended drives, and we didn't really allow ourselves, like, any rest days or any hangout days, so we would be, like, in a car for 8 or 9 hours. We'd get out, eat, do the show, sleep, get up as early as we can, be in a car for 8 or 9 hours. So there wasn't that, like, we didn't get like an extra day in Portland or whatever to like stretch
to
out.
To like hang out.
So my back's still fucked up and I feel like an old person. But that being said, all the shows were like amazing. They were amazing.
Yeah.
The biggest, you know, Darren, DVG.
Yeah.
Is going through this, you know, DVG.
Yeah, DVG.
I don't know.
The New York people are like, what?
What are you talking about?
So he's going through the anxiety that I had throughout my entire career until very recently, where like you have all these shows booked, but you are wondering if anyone's going to show up.
Yeah.
And it's like there's so much shit to organize and to get together before you even think about is anyone going to show up? And I'm finally to the point where, like, people do, and, like, a lot of people do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were in Portland, especially. All the shows were great, but we were in Portland, and they were, like, rushing around backstage, the owner, to, like, that's horrible. It's horrible. We're in a horrible situation.
Oh.
Everybody, hold on.
Oh, wait, wait, hold on.
What's happening?
You want me to put the mic right on it? So, guys, this is the last day of the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. We're all dying.
Apparently, the building is... What was that?
We talked during the whole announcement.
They're going to do it again. I almost guarantee you. Okay, I don't want to wait for it. We're just going to sit here in silence.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What should we do? What is the smart thing to do?
I guess.
I think just stay here, right? Like, like, here's the thing. It's like, if it was the end...
It's okay. I have beer bottles.
No, I'm not dying on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Not this one. Right?
I'll die in one of my own several podcasts.
So we're on like the third floor. Do you think you could survive if you jumped this one?
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally. No, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would happen.
You don't really want to survive this fall.
Yeah, I think if you... I think if you,
that's a bad recovery if you survive that fall.
No, that's bad.
That's real bad.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so you're talking about Portland. You were saying that Portland was...
Oh, yeah, and people showed, a lot of people showed up.
That story wrapped up so quick.
Yeah, that's a... well, now I'm scared for my life. No. There's a different vibe.
It's okay. Okay, so basically, we had... we aren't in our normal like location to be recording because they're apparently checking the smoke... detectors or some shit in the floor that we're on. So they kicked us out of the floor that we were on, and we're in the like the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that announcement was probably about like, don't come downstairs because it's being pressurized. And like, they said that the floor is being pressurized.
Yeah, what does that mean?
We don't know what that means.
Mike,
at all.
Do you have any insight as an adult?
You're asking me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they say the floor is going to be pressurized.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, have you seen Mission Impossible with Tom Hanks?
No, what's that?
Tom Hanks?
Oh, yeah! You know, Tom Hanks, one,
that would be a real weird remake.
Tom Hanks can't touch the floor.
I would watch that.
That would be real funny.
Michael Clark Duncan is eating toast.
Oh! R.I.P.
And he said, don't touch the floor. It's like that.
Boy.
I have no idea what that could possibly mean.
Yeah, I don't either. It's real like they were like, oh yeah, you can't come on the second floor because we're pressurizing it. And I immediately got our things and left because I was,
also,
that's terrifying.
Like, what does that have to do with testing for smoke? Like, I don't understand.
It was like an emergency evacuation test thing.
Yeah. So... Hold on, somebody with a tool belt is on the floor.
Sir,
they
excuse
will,
me.
Sir, excuse us.
They will for
well,
sure
to be
tell
fair,
us.
I made eye contact with him for like 10 seconds while you guys were talking.
Really?
I think we're good.
Yeah, you guys have that weird habit because like all our, like it's Westworld, so you see in everybody's office. I won't make eye contact when you're walking through. You guys purposely stare at me.
Well, and we just discovered, so we have this soundboard that we play sounds from. We were talking about that before. But I just discovered because everybody left the office a little bit early today. And so we were in the, like in our office playing shit super loud. And then I left to go figure out where we were going to be because they were kicking us out. And I could hear the soundboard all the way down the hall, which means this whole time when we've been playing shit, like everybody on the floor can hear us and it's awful. We should not. There it is. We play that for hours.
Right now there's somebody sprinting towards this room. We gotta get them out of the podcast.
Oh God.
Good. Really glad this is happening.
Welcome to a podcast where I play my music in your ears.
It's just called radio.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Welcome back to Louise's music.
Louise.
You wait every week for this shit. What am I going to play next? This Mike, have you noticed that there's a lot more like hybrid wrestling / comedy podcasts or just that going around?
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
More a broader acceptance. And,
oh, they're accepting them, yeah.
Just they see wrestling things doing well, and they're like, "I like wrestling. I've been ashamed to talk about wrestling.
Is it possible to get into wrestling as an adult if Absolutely. You weren't into it as a kid? Because I've tried, and then I get real confused, and I go, I guess it's not for me. But then I see all my friends having a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm I don't understand.
It's kind of D&D. Like, it's... It's kind of like a macho D&D because it's like they're I mean it's all Mike I don't know if you know it's all made up.
Okay, let's see. Down, are you steps out? Back. Mentally, I've been out since the announcement. Yeah, man, it's all about how much you want to invest in it, and there are good guys and bad. No matter what. Shades of gray. There's always going to be good guys and bad guys.
That was explained that there's like face and something else.
And heel.
Yeah.
Whoever told you, if they're explaining it like that, it's already too pretentious.
They were really excited though. And they told me about this dude who wears like this really flashy like star costume and stuff. And I was like all about it. And I was like, well, how do I get into this? And they're like, well, you got to watch this and this and that. And this and this. I was just like, oh no, it's too much.
Already too much.
I need like an intro show something to be like, watch on this day.
Do they still have the Raw?
They do have the Raw.
And I need it to be for shows. Free. That's
yeah.
the key.
Well, it's on cable if you have cable.
No, of course I don't have cable.
I mean, then you YouTube it.
Like, shitty. Aren't there clips on Hulu sometimes? Don't they have put clips
there
on Hulu?
There are clips on Hulu. Yeah. Like, Raw will come out. You can't watch it live, but you can watch it the day after.
That's fine. I just need, like, a thing.
Yeah, and I will say that, like, they do, because they're trying to, like, capture so many people in the net of, like, it's not a specific demographic anymore. They want everyone to watch, which really waters down the product a lot.
Oh, no.
But, You can go watch any Raw, and they do like extensive video packages many before everything that happens. So it's like they'll
like getting into
hand.
American comics the way you're describing it. You're like, okay, we have this thing, but then you have these issues here for this particular
yeah,
character,
yeah.
And then if you go over here, you have this. And I'm
it
just,
is. It sounds
and the
like
whole
comics.
Time. I'm like, you're already going to. I just give me one show to watch.
Yeah, you watch
That's all I want.
Watch Raw on Hulu, and.
I feel like Raw is better than SmackDown, right?
They're two different shows now, and there's different people on different shows. Yeah.
It used to be the same
a
while back, and then they started giving, like, only you can appear on this.
I didn't know you knew about wrestling.
Yeah, I was in wrestling from, like, 2000 to, like, 2004 or something like
that. Oh, okay.
That's when I wasn't watching
it. Yeah. And then that's me. If you want to know about that, message me.
That era?
No. Probably around 2005 or 6, I stopped for, like, a bunch of years.
Yeah.
Once it was like
transitioning.
Yeah, but it was like horny all the time. You can't be horny all the time.
No, you can. No. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah. And that's the main gripe. Mm-hmm. But
I'm sorry, what the fuck are we talking about?
No, it's like wrestling went through a time where it was too horny all the time. That's the best you could describe
okay.
it.
Makes
and it
sense.
Was tough to watch. Like, it's cool if you're like 14 or 15 forever.
Yeah.
And you're a dude. But no one works like that. Mm. Turns out.
Good. I edited a video for Brie Bella, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was like.
Who's that?
She's one of the Bella twins. Yeah. I didn't know anything about wrestling though, and my producer at the time was like, "Well, look up some stuff so you don't sound like an idiot when you work with her." And the only thing I found on YouTube was that video where they're like driving a milk truck into the ring and they're like pouring milk on each other.
Is she even in there?
No. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Dude, basically, do you remember hearing about Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I do, yeah.
So, you know, his whole thing was like, he used to swear and give everybody their finger
sure,
and drink beer.
Sure.
And drink
yeah.
One night, one of the greatest episodes of Raw, he drove a beer truck to the ring and he hosed down everyone in the ring, his boss, his enemies, everyone with beer.
That sounds amazing.
That Many does. Years later, Olympic hero, real life Olympic hero, Kurt Angle becomes a wrestler, right? Okay. He's from fucking Pittsburgh. He has a real life gold medal. Mm-hmm. He won a gold medal with a broken friggin' neck. That's his whole thing.
He wears it all the time, right?
Real life.
Holy
Yeah. It was like the all-American like do-gooder guy.
Yeah.
So in a parody of that, many years later, he drove a milk truck into the ring and then he doused everyone with milk.
I don't know if having the backstory makes it any better.
I just thought that listening to this podcast, if you're like, all I know, I looked up one video and there was milk and I'm out.
Fuck milk, am I right?
Yeah, wrestling's awesome, but I'm not a big milk guy.
Yeah, on a actually real side note, I fucking hate milk. And I've been having this conversation with people like really frequently the past month.
Sure.
Milk is disgusting.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just like plasma and pus.
I used to think that way. I used to think that way, and then I got older, and then I was like, "Oh, milk's okay. Now I like it." Yeah. I don't know what happened to me. I changed.
No,
I'm getting old.
No,
you know what happens when you get old? You start to smell. I started to notice that. I'm like, these smells are coming out like 4 p.m. What? I'm getting old.
This is
and
my
4
p.m. smell.
Yeah, now I understand why like businessmen and madmen like change their shirts in the middle of the day.
Yeah, because they're always changing. Yeah.
They're always changing.
Grown
shirts.
Men are always changing.
I don't
like
get
William
it.
Haynes always changing. Yeah,
William Haynes. No man, he's the exception because William Haynes.
No, he changes every day.
He had 5 different sets of clothes that he never washed, but they were always being rotated.
That's true.
And different combinations the 5 different clothes. So I wonder if they ever got to the point where they got smelly because they were on
if they
time.
Got smelly, they ended up in the prop room and then he got a new set of clothes.
From the prop room?
Yeah. Well, that makes so much.
Or he just go buy them. You know, that was like the YouTube video. Our YouTube videos were go out and buy clothes.
Oh, yeah. And he would just get clothes. Yeah.
Dude, well,
from the card.
The dude knows how to save money, man. He fucking he wore 3 things. Making all this money from doing people be like, and he's not spending any of the money.
He took Steve Zaragoza's weights.
Yeah. Were they Steve's? It's even funnier than
he
they
asked.
Steve's.
He's like, can I take them? And Steve was like, no, they're mine. And then he just took them.
Are we talking last day or like months before?
We're talking months before. Yeah. I think when they moved out of the house.
See, here's the thing with weights, man. No one uses them after the initial like, oh, are these weights? Awesome. These are going to be a part of my life. So you would use weights.
No, I have weights and they just sit there.
See what happens? You get really into something.
I just moved them from my bedroom to like my living room to go, if I look at them, I'm going to use these.
Every time you vacuum, you lift them up for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. Like I would see those all the time and I'd pick them up. But like if you now have the mental thing where you're like, I have those now.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
You don't use them.
No. Those are going to be taken by someone else for a week.
When we went to, we were signing up for a gym and we went to, I think it was Crunch. and they were like trying to sell us so hard. And I was like, dude, first of all, like, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm not like.
Yeah, but you could be. You could.
I'm like, dude, I am not. There's no way I'm going to be any, like,
did
any
you
more
go
buff
when your
than,
hair
like,
was really long or really short? Because when your hair is really long, you look fucking swole. And I'm just putting that
out. Did you go in your jacket or did you go in a t-shirt?
Oh, no, I went in the jacket. Yeah. but they tried to sell, and then they're like, you know, because we were like, oh, we were looking at Planet because Planet's super cheap, Planet Fitness, and they're like, yeah, that's the place that people go if it's like their end of the year like a resolution and they just want to go like they're like only gonna put in 2 months and they're gonna, and I was like, that's me.
Yeah.
So that's where I need. You're selling me.
Yeah.
Like you, sorry, Crunch, you are selling me on the fact that I should be going to a different gym by telling me that because that's exactly what's I'm going to go for 2 months. I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to like get, and then it's all going
to
end.
Then you go to Planet and they're like, who referred you?
I'm like, Crunch, but don't give them the money. but then I quit 2 months in.
Yeah, good.
And now I'm rock climbing. And that's actually really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's
that's
really
what they
great.
Say on your iPhone, if you go, because I do this.
Yeah.
Do you look at like how much you walk every day and shit like that?
Yeah.
No, you could so you could look at how much you walk and you could play a little video that tells you why you should walk. And they're like, they say straight up, you don't even need to join a gym. Just find something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
That involves like being out and moving.
Dude, it's Sam great. And Chris and I went rock climbing like a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm used to going by myself. Mm-hmm. So when I get tired, I just like stop.
Yeah.
Right?
Sandwich time.
Yeah. I sit down and I mean, in rock climbing, you have to like sit down for a little bit because
yeah, your arms are going to just give out while you're on the wall and go like, we're
but
done.
Like, yeah. But like when I first went, I was like.
In rock climbing, you have to stop sometimes.
You can't just keep climbing. But we went and I'm used to just like stopping when I get tired, but we were all doing it. So we were like, you know, so you have like that added of like, oh yeah, I'm going to go do this one.
Yeah.
I got done and I was like, fuck me, I'm gonna die. I was like, felt like I was gonna, but I had to play it cool because like I didn't want them to think that I was.
Yeah, you didn't
like,
want Chris think that you were like.
Yeah, because Chris was like doing all sorts of acrobat shit. And, of course, like, athletic as
was
fuck.
Was he wearing
and, like,
dress socks?
Probably.
This is my climbing dress sock. Yeah.
But now Sam's in Hawaii, so I'm double jealous of him because he got to go to Hawaii and we're not there.
Sam,
I get to go to New York
everything.
Where it's gonna be raining, but you know. I digress.
Listen, now Autumn got you all fucking fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm
New
sorry.
York.
I reflect back on that time that I was speaking about New York and I regret it. And I wish I could take it back.
No, it's really cool. I'm going to see a play called The Play That Ended. The play that went bad, I think.
Oh,
the play
yeah.
Went badly.
Didn't you show?
Yeah, there's
yeah,
like a clip. There's like a 10-minute clip. It looks so fucking good. Yeah. It's supposed to be like really, it's like a farce, which I love farces. So that's a weird sentence. I've never said that sentence before.
Like, welcome back to the I Love Farces podcast.
But yeah, it's supposed to be really fun. And side note, produced by J.J. Abrams. So
oh, nice. So weird. It's a Cloverfield play. Good.
Was it written by Neil LaBute?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Neil LaBute?
He doesn't write farce.
Oh, okay. okay, so we have a Slack channel that we just started. That Luis, you want to talk about that?
Oh, don't even know where to start. I started a Slack channel because that's how we communicate in our company. And yeah, just go to my Twitter. I think you guys retweeted the link.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's a good place for us to all just have a good old conversation.
We posted our face app photos on there, which are pretty... ridiculous.
You get neat
didn't.
Little tidbits of what's to come.
But we did have people ask questions. So one of the questions that they
hold
asked,
on.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
What's happening?
What?
You guys are making regular people use Slack?
Hell yeah. And they
we
love
hate
it.
Our fans. Fans.
Hey, in the comments below, do you guys like using Slack? Please answer.
It's this old school IRC
look at this.
Channels.
I put this, who's that guest?
Don't justify it.
Look who I put in the Slack. Look, that's you.
That can only be me.
They don't know. This guy says,
it
is it Mike? Do Mike's shoulders look like that? I don't know.
It's the depression slope, dude.
Those are broad shoulders. I
those
do elastic
broad
workouts.
Shoulders.
Do you like
I walk
this picture
and do
that
elastic
I
workouts.
I never know which picture.
Yeah, man, that's my favorite. I love when like stand-up places will use that as like my flyer folder. Because it's like a folder. What the fuck
what
am I
did you just
say? My flyer photo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Folder, Jesus. And with just a little twist, it makes perfect sense. No, that's just funny when they use that. That wasn't even a good story.
Okay, so we had a question.
just glossing over that.
I'm going to get going, you guys.
Okay, if you could have looked at your lives now while you were in high school, what would your thoughts be about like where you are now? In high school, looking at now.
Go
do
ahead.
I need to say it again?
Am I the first one?
You're the first
yeah,
one
you're the
go.
First. You're the guest.
What would you think of yourself?
I think I'd be very happy.
Really?
Okay. I think I wouldn't talk for the rest of high school because I'd be worried about blowing it.
That's great.
I think I'd be insane. If you told me, I would be incredibly surprised that I moved out here fully. It's like one of those things where like you always tell yourself that you're going to do it, but it surprises you when you actually do it. I would be surprised that I actually did it. I would be surprised that it's here and not New York, funny enough.
Ooh.
And I would be surprised that it would be clear and not raining.
Ooh.
And if somebody told me it was going to be comedy and not music, I think my mind would be blown depending on which year.
Yeah.
But I think I would be very happy.
So growing up, did you always want to do music? Is that your focus for?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I've always known you as a comedian. So it's interesting. Cause it's
yeah, that's hilarious, man. Somebody didn't let me play. A good friend of mine didn't let me play guitar at a comedy show because he was worried about it going so badly. And that's so funny to me because since like 13, that's all I did. And it would be weird for me to show up and not have a guitar.
Yeah.
And it's been the opposite for so long now that
the other way it's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so crazy to me.
That was your whole life. And now then that change happens. So what made you change?
I think when I got really sick, when I was like 26 and I almost died twice in a month. And
holy shit.
Well, I don't want to go into the whole thing. It's been, I've talked about it a lot, but that's the broad strokes of what happened.
Got it.
And then, I just started like, not, I had a lot of really good advice after I got sick about spinning my wheels as it pertains to like going out there and getting shows and like working harder rather than working smarter. And I was going out and sometimes playing like over 300 shows a year. Jeez. A lot of them like to no one, but like just being on stage and going into a corner of a deli or whatever and playing for like 3 hours or whatever. I did that for years and years. And then I got really sick and then I got, you know, it was the first break I had taken from YouTube for a while. And then I was like, no one has a lot of time. You know, and not to be depressing, but no one has a lot of time. And I know like that was rock bottom for me when I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I was like, however I can make people feel good, that's what I want to do. And then those ideas, I feel like you have to earn it more in stand-up comedy. And I never knew if I could do that. And then I proved to myself that I could do it and I could be good at it. And now it's the best thing.
That's great.
And now like everything else comes from that.
That's awesome. That's such a cool story.
Yeah. And also I like wrestling. So I'm a really well-rounded
wrestling adult. Music and comedy.
Wow, three corners. So round.
And those are the three corners to my square. No, it's like now you think about it, it's like we get to do, I don't know how long it's going to last, but like we got to do SourceFed.
Yeah.
And like good shit like that never lasts forever. We all got to do that. You talk about like the lack of like you didn't have a million people breathing down your back. Like we all trusted you guys to just like we just give you guys shit and be like, it's gonna be so much funnier just because we all know each other so well.
Yeah. Right.
Like we just get to do that. Yeah. And that was just making comedy for people every day. Yeah. Once we stopped pretending that we knew anything about news.
Yeah.
And that any of us were like journalism people, once we like put that bullshit monster to rest, it was like, you guys, for as long as we can, we'll just give you whatever and then you guys make it good. And so we, you know, that's all just like making people feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just having fun. Day. I know.
We would only put up stuff that made us laugh. Like when we did a watch down in the room.
Yeah.
Even if it was stupid, we'd be like, that's perfect.
Let's just put it up. Yeah. You know? If it's funny. I mean, if it makes us laugh, then we put it up because it's fucking funny. And we did some really, really funny stuff. Yeah. So
for a long time.
I know.
That's funny stuff.
So what would you think of yourself?
Oh, man.
I mean, high school wasn't that long ago for you.
I don't know. I was going to say, like, you didn't really have a high school, right?
I was
like
17.
Yeah. Guys, I'm a child.
I was in middle school.
Right now. Well, I mean, I had a high school. It was just like a weird, like...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that. It was a weird high school.
We talked about that last time. It was a strange high school. But, no, I mean, I did a lot of art stuff in high school, but I never did anything film-related, like, at all. I danced for a long time. I acted for a long time. I wrote plays and stuff. I did a lot of creative writing. But
I didn't
know
you acted?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I need to see some stuff.
No, you don't. Like you don't. Monologue? What?
Do a little monologue?
No, honestly, it wasn't great. Like, I mean, you know, you think of the stuff you did when you were 15. Rarely ever was it good.
Yeah, but it trains you.
It trains you, And so, like, when I went out into the world, I was, like, very... I mean, I've always been, like, a very creative person. I was kind of like, well, I want to do something creative, but I don't know what, like, best showcases me creatively, you know? I would never have thought that, like, that would have been editing, like... I mean, but as soon as I found editing, I was like, oh, that's the thing I've been looking for. And too, like, I grew up consuming YouTube content. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was never on the creator side of thing, but, like, I grew up watching a lot of YouTube and I grew up, like, on those channels. They were, like, my form of television. So it, like, it was lonely when I was growing up because not a lot of my friends, like, watched YouTube, you know, like a lot of them watch TV. So I could never be like, hey, did you catch that show last night? Cause it's like all YouTube bullshit. Right. And like no one would know what the fuck I was talking about. And I always wanted to do something like YouTube related, but I didn't know what that would be. So it's cool, like, to have kind of accidentally found myself in this world and looking at it, like, from my high school self, I'd be fucking super happy. Like, I'd be really fucking happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very happy right now. And I'll put it out there. I just quit this job. I gave my 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. And
you better
be
fucking clapping too.
I'm not.
The floor is pressurized.
I'm terrified. I'm pressurized as fuck right now. I'm in LA. I'm jobless. I'm pressurized. Nah, I still have 2 weeks, but and just some cool opportunities have come up, and hopefully I can talk about those soon. But yeah, should be pretty tight. So I'm happy, man.
Yeah,
my high school self would be real stoked to be
and
here.
And you're still gonna be part of the podcast. So
yeah,
it's not like you're
absolutely.
Going anywhere.
No,
yeah, it's
no,
not like
I'll
we're
be
gonna
here.
Lose you.
Sorry.
You have to travel to do this now.
Yeah. Fuck. God yeah. damn it.
Yep.
Guys.
Come to you.
Dude, and you know what I was thinking about today to interrupt you again? I'm going to interrupt you again. You're like very, I was looking at the comments for the dynamic banter videos that Autumn cuts. You're very much like the third member of the podcast in video form.
Holy shit. I'm really happy right
not,
now.
We don't say that, but they say that in the comments.
I'm not giving you this acknowledgement.
Mike, fucking validate me, dude. That's all I want. Holy shit. Yet another father figure.
I'm sure
putting me down.
I'm sure that some of those comments have thumbs up or whatever, but I just want you to know that that's what they feel like.
No,
and you're
that's what they
job.
Feel like.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Yeah, not,
really,
some people, not everyone, but some people do feel like
that. Cool. My legs are sweating so much right now. No,
sorry,
dude. Editing
like
goes. Oh, okay. Let's move on.
Can I like just keep this going?
There's one person the podcast audience likes even more than Autumn. It's Star. What do you think about high school?
I think my high school self would be really confused and like a mix of disappointed, but also like, oh, okay, I guess.
Why disappointed?
Because I wanted to be a veterinarian so bad.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, you were talking
so,
about that.
So bad.
Star, you missed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, I had like a webcomic in high school. Like I was still drawing like crazy. I just thought, it was like, who's going to pay me for this? Mm. And so I wanted to be a vet. Like my high school was a magnet program for like medicine. And then I went to the University of Florida because they're the only vet school in the state. So, and the way to get into their vet school is to go to there for undergrad. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be a veterinarian. This is it. And then I took chemistry in college and I was like, oh no.
Oh shit, I'm going to blow up a dog.
Like, no, I don't like this. I was like, oh, I don't like any of these classes. And I'm like, well, I'm still majoring in art. Because even then I was majoring in art taking pre-vet classes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to stop taking these pre-vet classes and stick to art. So in high school, I think learning that I didn't become a veterinarian would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what was the whole point of even going to this school? I went to a real, real, real rough school.
Yeah.
it's a magnet program. So they bus in people from other neighborhoods into like the bad neighborhood to boost up the and Florida's education is awful.
I used to film stuff at a magnet school.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just. Florida sucks. but because I'm still drawing and still working on comics, that aspect of me, my high school self would be like, oh wait, but we're getting paid to do that?
And yeah, that's
like,
pretty cool.
And I'd be like, yeah, and we moved to California. Remember where like all your crushes live? It's just like, oh shit, yeah, that's awesome. So that part would I think would win over my high school self.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh sweet. Like
all your crushes are at the Whole Foods.
I'm still waiting to bump into Jonathan Taylor Thomas so bad just so I could like check that off and just be like, okay, I did that.
It's only a matter of time, man.
He's at every Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Is he? All the time.
Every Whole Foods. Just walking to a Whole Foods, Jonathan Taylor Thomas will be there.
One thing about JTT I remember from reading Tiger Beat was that he loves flaxseed.
Fucking Tiger Beat.
He was a vet. I still know all this random trivia. His birthday is September 8th. He's a Virgo. He named his cat Simba because he voiced Simba in Lion King.
Oh, he did.
I tried to be a vegetarian for a week because of that, and that did not work out.
Were you afraid that you were eating Simba?
No, I just like meat.
Oh,
no. I know, Mike. God.
No, Simba ate meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Simba did eat meat.
But he was a vegetarian. Like Jonathan Taylor was a vegetarian. I don't know if he still is, but like at the time I was like, well, I guess I gotta like, if I'm gonna, because in my head I was like, well, if I'm gonna marry this dude, I'm gonna have to learn not to eat meat. And
it's
I was like, nope.
Even
nope,
just like
nope,
first date. That's first date conversation.
You know what I think? I think I love meat. And I think that, you know, vegetarians, they don't want, they feel bad for the animals because we eat them. And I feel like if I die, just give me back to the animals. Like, let them eat me up. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like,
especially if you're all gross or whatever.
Let me eat my dead old baggy skin. You know what I mean? The pigs like it. I love pig. Let the pigs eat me.
Dude, you feel bad for the animals, but like, think about the saddest day of your life.
Yeah.
You think a pig was like, oh, pigs don't give a shit about you.
No, they don't.
Eat bacon all the time.
Yeah.
Smile when you do it. Dude, all the vegans from New York are going to tune out this podcast.
They're going to rate us.
Look,
very
don't
poorly.
Worry. I'm going to give myself to the animals, okay? I eat them, they'll eat me.
Okay? It's a fair trade.
Yeah, it's a fair trade. That's more of the circle of life, right?
Good.
You're podcast. Not living the circle of life.
Did you say good podcast? Is that what you
validated? Good podcast?
Okay, Luis, would you be proud of yourself if you were in your high school self? With your high school, God damn it.
I think you'd be a little bit confused, like star, and semi-disappointed. No, but I think my younger self was a brat. It was selfish. He was stubborn. He couldn't control his emotions. So
you sound like a real dick.
Oh, I was a huge dick. And no, I think now he'd be like, whoa, who's this person who can control himself? So I think there's like that part that I've been kind of working on my 20s.
Yeah.
I'm not probably where I wanted to be, where I wanted to be in high school. But I think, I don't know, I get a real reality check, you know? It's like, hey, you know, life is more complicated than just going straight to what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I think when you, you know, hit your mid-20s, you start realizing other things and, you know, you start have to like cope with what you really want to do and what you want to do, and other things start getting in the way.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time just like trying to develop myself as a human being, like trying to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I feel like I'm a better person, I can start doing things that I want to do.
Yeah. Oh man, you know? Wait till you hit your 30s. You're going to look back and be like, oh man, fuck.
How did you like your 30s?
I like it so much better than my 20s, to be honest. My 20s were just like a mess of like, trying to figure myself out and all the, and now I'm just kind of like, oh, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
And it's so much better not to care.
Yeah. Dude, wait until you guys like, and please back me up on this. If your friends like ask you to do some shit and you don't feel like doing it, not making up an excuse is my favorite grown up thing to do.
I'll do it, but I'll say I don't really want to. But if you really need me,
Wait, Mike, how do you get
just
out of it?
Good. I'll just tell him the truth. I'm like, dude, I would love, I'd love to come over your apartment tonight to play some game with everyone or to watch this thing that's on live TV, but I went to Whole Foods and I got a bag of the Treasure Hunt trail mix. And that's the one with the chocolate in it.
Uh-huh. Nice,
and that's
nice.
What I'm going to be doing tonight. With my wife, who is like, you know, she likes me and she's the coolest person I know.
Yeah.
And she's right there in the same place that I live. And you want me to go over there and like probably get along with everybody? You can't leave a sure thing.
That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that is tough, man.
That sounds fucking great.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds awesome.
I'm sad. I just want to do it now. I love it.
Sorry, I can't make it. Oh, something came up. No, you just.
But then you guys, like, all of you guys are like, you're 22. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I was so, like, I think about all the shit. Like, you're talking about, like, being embarrassed of shit you did when you were 16. I'm embarrassed of everything I did until I was, like, 26.
Yeah.
It's like, I honestly don't think I was funny until, like, 2 or 3 years ago. And I tried to be funny for so much longer before that. So it's tough, dude.
It's hard.
Especially being online and like you give all of your creative energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of the creative thoughts that we've all had for our entire lives are online.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So you can like see all that shit.
I kind of
you can track it.
I want to say one thing, at least for me hitting like 30s was just kind of going like, oh, I could just mm-hmm. do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like there's actually no outside of like debt, but even then, you still do it. Like,
just, oh, I want to take these classes. What? Why haven't I? Okay, I'm just going to go do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can just do what you want.
Yeah.
And well, it's I feel fine. Like
when
it,
you're
like, no one gives a shit. You no can just do it. Shit,
when you're young, you like when you're 20, 22 mm-hmm. or 21, you want to like make it big right away. Like, I'm going to be the quickest, fastest, exactly best, most talented was, person yeah. right yeah. away, you know? And then you start realizing that life's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with people and yeah. you have to deal with yourself and that's you have to deal true. With, you know, other things and you, you know, time takes its toll and you're like, fuck.
Well, yeah. that's where I'm at right now because I was having a little bit of a quarter life crisis because I've been having one for 5 years. I just turned 25 and I told myself at 16 that I wanted to have a show by 25 because I want a show run. And so I want to pitch a show and get it sold and then go and show run it and write it and stuff. And so I
we
told myself.
We know how to cut a sizzle.
Damn it. So that's really what I wanted to do. And I wanted to be in, I wanted to, you know, when I wasn't doing that, I wanted to be in development. And I told myself like anything but unscripted. And now I'm in unscripted. So I'm like, I got to find, you know, an avenue kind of back to where I want to be. Cause I mean, all the changes that have happening here, like it's crazy because we from day to day, like we don't know exactly how things are, not for any fault of anybody. It's just kind of the nature of the shifting paradigm yeah. here mm-hmm. because the company's so new that, you know, we don't know exactly what we're going to be doing and exactly what the format of what we're going to be doing is and whether it's going to be scripted or not. So it's like, I just feel like I need to get back on track with like what I want to be doing. But the nice thing is that I've been taking time, like I've forced myself to sit down and take time and just write a whole bunch. Like when I get done with work, I'll just stay yeah. late and just write and write and write.
Spencer's
and develop
been
stuff
low key
and
writing my comic.
I have.
And it's been true. Amazing because I'm like, oh, I was never going to get to this in time. And Spencer's just like, I'll just write it. What do these people do? I was like,
yeah, so
they
she
do
gave
this?
Me like the characters and then so I've just been yeah. taking them and just developing the whole
that's awesome.
Story.
Yeah,
and
I gave them the characters in the world and I'm like, I want to draw this. These are the scenes. I have no plot. Like, yeah. I just have this. And he's just like, okay, here. And then like so, in 2 days, he's like, here's your story.
Your
I'm like,
fucking
what?
Show, man. That's how you get your own show. Think about like all we did. All you guys do with each other and all we did at SourceFed is like now we just have this sea of like talented people doing all kinds of different jobs that we actually like, even down to like the business people like fucking Sophia and Audrey and shit like that and Danny and like people who do behind the scenes stuff. You have a whole team of people who you like and trust. So now all you got to do is like figure out what kind of show you want to make.
Yeah.
And you could cast and run the whole show with, from people that you know.
With those people.
And
yeah.
then the more you show up to pitches with like the complete package.
Yeah.
That's like how you get shit sold, I think.
I mean, I
showed up in a sweatshirt, so I don't know, man.
I feel like the biggest like difficulty is knowing exactly what you want to do. Like yeah, my yeah, problem yeah. was I wanted to do like 10 different things all at once and end up doing nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so you have that layered on with like fear, layered on with like insecurity and anxiety. And then it's just like nothing gets done.
Yeah. yeah.
So like, I don't know if anyone else feels like difficulty choosing exactly the path they want to take. Like mm-hmm. I know absolutely. I've been struggling out, figuring out like
oh,
what
man, wait till
exactly
you guys
do
hit
I want
28.
To do.
The day it happened.
No, yeah. no. 28's just that like you got 2 years before you're quote unquote a grown yeah. up and all yeah. of a sudden all those deadlines that you made for yourself before you hit 30 feel real close.
Yeah.
Well, because yeah, you don't want you want to make a decision, but then if you make a decision, you have to let go of other things that you want to do.
Right. Totally.
You know? Yeah. So it's like I want to do these 5 things, but I can literally only do one or two.
Yeah.
And then you have to drop the other 3 to the wayside and you feel sad. You know,
yeah.
it's like you don't want to do it and you feel like you could do it. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I can do it. That guy can do it. I can do it too. But then no.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it takes, well, like, I went it takes like self-reflection.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I went to school for directing and so that's what I thought I wanted to do. And then I, was the assistant to, David Crane and Jeffrey Clarick, who David Crane's the creator of Friends and Jeffrey's the one who created Mad About You. And so I got to like work with them and I was like, oh shit, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, I realized like, I just need to be writing. Cause I went to school for directing. It was like not that training at all. I mean, we wrote stuff, but it was like, it was that same thing where I realized like I had all these things I wanted to do. And it was like, no, this is what you need to focus on. And then I was working at a production company and they kind of weren't paying me. And so mm-hmm. then I had to just get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to get a job. And I was like very close to not being able to stay in LA. Like, no, I didn't have mm-hmm. enough money. I was draining my savings. And then I got SourceFed.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is great. I'll work here. And then from there, it's been like trying to figure out while I'm there, like how I get to where I want to be, you know? Yeah. But it's a process. I mean, we're all still young. Mm. Relatively, mm-hmm. yeah. right? So like,
almost.
Okay,
we're so almost all still young.
Before we go, somebody's been asking this question for 2 weeks, and I wanted to get to it. It's real quick. They said, "All I've ever made is dumbass comedy videos. How do I make a professional edit reel?" Is Wyatt Miller said that. So I thought we'd just give
Wyatt
a little
Miller.
Bit of Wyatt Miller.
I know Wyatt Miller.
Do you know Wyatt Miller?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, there you go. Is it the same Wyatt Miller?
Yep, has to be. How many of these kids could there be?
Wyatt Miller.
Yeah, I know this guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There you go. Well, yeah. Cool. So Wyatt asked us how he makes a professional edit reel because he's only edited dumb videos.
Okay. So I had to cut like a real good reel for the old production company that I worked for. And like, honestly, here's the thing is people like, I feel like what so many people do is they just are like, I'm going to cut a real cool music video. Then it's going to be great. And like anyone can do that, I feel like. I think to cut like a really good editing reel specifically, you need to find a way to either take multiple like short clips and weave it into some kind of story, or you need to find a way to put small snippets of things you've edited in a way that isn't overly long. And I say that hypocritically because my reel right now is 6 minutes long. Don't do that. It's really bad.
How long is it supposed to be?
It's really shouldn't be. I mean,
like 2 minutes?
I feel like for an editing reel, there's a little more leeway. Like generally you don't want it to be longer than a minute. Mm-hmm. But I think for editing it can be around like 2-3 minutes.
And I know. Oh, go ahead.
But yeah, like that's my biggest advice. Wait, they asked specifically editing reel. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just editing making sure reel. It wasn't insane. So yeah, specifically editing reel, like any editor can cut to music. Like anyone can do that. Like you want to really show them that you can edit. And like I think that's the best way to do it. Also, if you know how to color correct, if you know how to do visual effects, mm-hmm. do before and afters and stick those in there too. Cause those are really valuable.
Yeah,
it
that's
shows
huge.
That, yeah, it shows that you can do that shit. So that's my 2 cents.
I know Danny, a little baby boy, Danny, our editor friend.
Danny. Ooh, third time mentioning him.
Ooh, yeah.
Three episodes.
You know,
third
he
time.
Shows up after the third time.
Danny. He would put like, I think we were talking about that. He would put episode like full clips on his website.
Yeah.
So you can have your like sort of like 3 minute demo reel or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you could have like, this is me doing a reaction video. This is me doing a narrative, or this is me doing a promo or a teaser, mm-hmm. you know, so people can actually just go
too.
And see.
Yeah,
you know?
That's smart. Because that way you don't have to shove everything into a reel. Like,
yeah,
you can have like,
it's like, if you want the reel, you got it. But also there's all these other videos.
Well, that's what's good about the, like it being all like internet,
digital.
Like we have YouTube now. So you can just link people to shit that you've cut,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, which is like, almost more beneficial for them because they're able. An editing reel is really hard because editing, if it's good, unless it's like the style that we started doing at the end of SourceFed, if it's like narrative, you shouldn't even notice it, right? So like it's difficult to make a good editing reel because your edit should be
It should like reflect your style too,
right,
you know,
right, exactly.
I just all of a sudden had images of you as house elves, which is like, you're not supposed to even notice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I mean like I have a reel for like actual like professional like film stuff, uh-huh. which is very like traditional. It's, you know, it's, you don't know that it's me. And then I have like a YouTube reel, which is fucking garbage, but it's like, that's what my style is.
Yeah,
so, you
yeah.
know, you let it shine, but
the best garbage editor in the business,
the best trash ever. You ever smelled some real good trash? It's coming from over here.
You've seen Dynamic Banter with this trash fire over there on the editing sticks.
Speaking of Mike, where can they find you if they want to listen to you more and talk to you more?
If you could spell my name, I'm pretty easy to find on the internet. It's just Mike Falzone. It's like Calzone with an F. And I don't know, just follow me on Instagram.
You want an Instagram? You want an Instagram
People
push?
People do it when you give them one thing to do. They do. If I'm like, on YouTube and Twitter and all of them.
They give up.
Zone out.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram, please.
Okay, well, you can find me at Spencer Stark here.
Oh, you can find me on Instagram as well. I'm at LUWI12.
I hated every second of that.
On Instagram, I'm just Starline. Oh, you just interrupted my
thing. I'm so sorry. Do it again.
It's okay. On Instagram, I'm Starline. I didn't have to put the X at the end of it this time.
Oh, really?
I jumped on Instagram real early and actually got my name.
Nice. Good shit.
Hell see, yeah. Trendsetter.
Mm-hmm. You can also follow me on Instagram at Roughhaus, R-U-F-H-A-U-S. I posted a picture of my urine today.
Classic.
And people were really fucking grossed out, so I deleted it.
Did you really delete it?
Yeah.
You better follow her, she's going to delete pictures.
Dude, it was crazy. Okay, I got a bladder infection, so I had to take these pills that turned my pee like bright fucking orange.
Humble brag.
Yeah. Name drop. Bright orange urine. It was insane. Sorry for anyone I grossed out, but I thought it was funny. Obviously not funny enough to keep up, but you know. 5 minutes it lasted, so.
Hell yeah.
I like that probably got rid of a good chunk of people who just followed you, because every once in a while you post a sexy picture and it's just like.
Yeah, I think those were the people that were like.
I can't do both, dude. It's one or the other. I like to keep them totally separate.
I get it.
Oh God. Okay.
Make sure you go to our Twitter.
Yeah.
Because
that's right. Yeah.
I want make sure to go to the Twitter because we're having a fun old grand old time at Slack.
Jesus Christ.
So go to Twitter. You better link yourself right up there because we're having a grand old party and you're not there because you're not on Slack. So why don't you just click on in?
Mike, do you want to join us on Slack?
Absolutely. I deleted that so fast. Find me at Slack at floor is pressurized _ X.
Oh, we're having a good old time, but you better fucking do it.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye.